Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Sound Off Monday. We will talk about whatever you want. I've, of course, got a few thoughts of my own to get the conversation starting. And I've got one takedown. You know how I like my takedowns. A caller or an elected official says something that I know is absolute baloney, and then I take it down. We're going to do one of those in this segment, but I want to give some love to our callers. Of course, we got my friend and yours, Tom Paulswitz, as my special co-contributor today. He's a Navy vet. Happy birthday, Navy. Two-time congressional candidate, and of course, a small business owner. We've been talking about the fact that Mike Johnson basically has had the House of Representatives on vacation since before the shutdown, not doing the people's business. You know who else isn't doing the people's business? The MAGA-led Wisconsin legislature. Do you know that our state Senate hasn't been in session since they adopted the budget in July? I just want everybody to absorb that. They get paid a lot of money, and they haven't been at work since July, courtesy of the MAGA that leads the state Senate. You want to talk about the House side, the state assembly? Oh, yeah. They're nearly as bad. The assembly, controlled also by MAGAs in the state, they've only met on the floor 13 times this year. How about, it's October. Anybody else down for just showing up to work like 13 days of the year? Be like, yeah, pay me the full load. It's fine. Don't prorate that. It is a MAGA problem. Majorly and MAGA-ly everywhere, I would say. Pardon the pun or twist of words here. Mike from Muscoda, say hi to Tom. What you got for us, friend?
Maggie, that's pronounced Muscoday.
Muscoday. I get this wrong every time, Mike. You keep correcting me, and one of these days I'll get Muscoday right. Thank you for your correction, friend. Go ahead.
Well, I think that might be our way of pronouncing it, but maybe the Indians, the Native Indians, pronounced it Muscoda. That's quite possible. But however, I've got a sneaking suspicion that the Democrats are holding off to this King's Day rally. Why doesn't Chuck Schumer and Tammy Baldwin have the backbone to vote this shutdown out? What's the drama? Why are they such drama queens? I don't understand the Democrats, and I think they're a bunch of losers.
What, they're holding out because the ACA subsidies are going to go away and tens of millions of Americans are going to lose their health insurance and die. That's what doesn't sound like a drama act to me, Mike.
Well, it certainly seems that to me, but I appreciate
why,
you.
Wait, Mike, hang on. Why is it not a legitimate demand to restore the ACA subsidies so that 15 million Americans can keep their health insurance affordable?
15 million what Americans? The ones
citizens,
that don't get off
sir.
Their butt to work?
No, sir. These are, first of all, the Affordable Care Act exchanges cover people who are working who do not get employer-offered health insurance. Like bartenders,
like me,
waitresses,
like me,
Tom Paulswitz, who's on the phone.
But I don't agree with you. I never will. The Affordable Care.
You don't agree with what, sir?
Never will be affordable. Just like
sir, what I'm asking you, what you don't agree with. You can say I still don't think health insurance is affordable as it should be, but it is a fact that over 10 million Americans will have to pay, in some cases, double or triple what they paid this year to purchase health insurance because Republicans, the MAGA party, removed the subsidies for the purchasing of insurance through the Affordable Care Act.
Why don't That's we go what back to the double indemnity insurance like it used to be back in the 70s and 80s?
The double indemnity insurance is mostly like a catastrophic plan, and it doesn't provide for general wellness visits, your regular health insurance. And if that worked so well, we would have done that. That does not solve the problem. The health insurance market that we understand today, over 10 million, some estimates is close to 15 million people will either go uninsured or not insured at all because the subsidy is no longer there, sir. That's the demand of Democrats. That's not drama. That's going to be those 15 million people's lived reality. How do you get health insurance, Mike, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, I get it through United Healthcare, and I've got Social Security.
So Medicare as well, Medicare Part B, sir, are you retired?
Yes, ma'am.
So you get Medicare, right? So other people who aren't yet Medicare eligible, also that are retired like you, also get their health insurance through the ACA. If someone was just like you, but simply a little bit younger, had to stop working because of illness or other reason, don't you think they deserve the right, just like you do through Medicare, to have affordable health insurance?
If they get off their butt and work, I think a lot of people have taken a
Mike,
free ride for a long time.
Mike, that is an incorrect assumption. If that is the entire basis for you, let me just say this, sir.
Incorrect?
Hang on.
Why am I incorrect and you right?
You're just making stuff up and repeating talking points. Here's what
Mike,
I will say to you, sir.
Mike,
Tom.
Okay, go ahead.
If your opposition to restoring the subsidies is that you hold a belief that half, 60, 75% of people that get their health insurance through the ACA are unemployed freeloaders, wouldn't it be really important to check that fact, to spend 15 minutes on the internet and check if that's true? Because if that's not true, then you're in effect flipping the bird to those 15 million Americans who are working, but simply work two or three jobs at less than full time and can't get employer-based healthcare like you are able to, and the subsidies that are now provided to you through Medicare. Wouldn't it be really important to check that assumption? You there, Mike?
I don't think Mike's there. You know, but I think
that
the piece that's missing here, Maggie, is, you know, these are working people who still have to pay for their insurance. It's not free.
Right.
It's just affordable because they're not part of a pool that helps you create affordable insurance. That's all the ACA is. It's a non-employer related pool of people that can access health insurance. And the Republicans have done a great job, as Mike has shown us, that tie it to the idea that these are freeloading people who get health insurance for free, which is the farthest thing from the truth.
And there are people who have Medicaid but need gap coverage who also get that gap coverage through the ACA.
I look forward to Mike just disavowing his Medicare and going and buying insurance on his own.
Right? I mean, that's where we're at. Let's go back to the phones. We got Tom from Madison. Tom from Madison, say hello to Tom. Paul Zewitz, what you got for us?
Yes, I am one of those freeloaders who was on the ACA for years. I'm an actor and a musician. I have hired other people, so I'm a job creator. The ACA gave me the first affordable health care I had in 20 years. For a long time, because I didn't make a whole lot of money, I made too much money to be on Medicaid, but I didn't make enough money to afford full price, you know. For many, many years, I paid more for my health insurance than I paid for housing.
Yes.
It was absolutely ridiculous. I have worked my butt off for decades and decades, and idiots like Mike, I'm sorry, I'm not feeling very compassionate today. When I hear stuff like that, I swear to God, a MAGA Republican is somebody who stays awake all night knowing that somewhere, someone is getting something they might not deserve. It makes me insane. It's just crazy. I know dozens of people who have small business people, people who are artists, people who have to go from one job to another.
Yes.
Who would have no health insurance if it wasn't for the ACA. And not only that, but the pre-existing conditions.
Yes.
Getting rid of that has saved the lives of thousands of Americans. So, sorry, Mike, I'm sorry if you feel that it's not right, but this thing has saved thousands of lives. And the idea that you're just putting it away without having a replacement, I mean, the Republicans haven't had a health care plan since the Nixon administration. So they cannot be trusted. They cannot be trusted with health care. Not ever.
Correct. Correct.
Thanks so much, Tom. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, their analysis estimates that 40% of adults under age 65 with individual marketplace coverage are either small business owners, employees, or self-employed. They do not have a correct stat for those that are in are full-time caregivers to someone who is disabled, a disabled child, or an elderly parent. There's a lot of ways to slice that data. But if that is correct, then Mike is willing to flip the bird to 7.5 million Americans, even though they're working full time, because somebody else who might be working less than full time might also be benefited. And here's the economic rub, Tom. I'll just say this. Even if people are not currently employed and they get health insurance through the ACA, if we had universal health care for folks, guess what happens to everybody? Everybody's premiums go down. Everybody's copays go down. Everybody's deductibles go down. And by the way, this is Romney care, that Republican Mitt Romney. This is what he did in Utah. And it was wildly heralded as a good thing. And the reason is everybody gets insurance, so everybody goes and gets preventative care. You have better health overall. It reduces the use of hospitalizations and emergency departments, et cetera, et cetera. Facts, man. It's they're a little facts. They're sticky wicket. Yeah. They are a they sticky are. Wicket. All righty, let's we got Ollie from the Northwoods. Ollie, say hi to Tom P. What you got for us?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for your service. I had uncles and cousins who were in the Navy, even though my dad was in the Army for 23 years. but I have two things to sound off about. First off, I'd like to debate Mike on one thing. He's on Social Security, getting Medicare. He has his extra little bit of insurance. But he has to remember that there will come a day when the hospitals will no longer, and insurance companies will no longer be able to afford caring for people who are on Social Security because they are losing that funding from the Affordable Care Act. So insurance for everybody will go up, and hospitalization costs will go up for everybody.
Thanks so much, Ollie. I just want to squeeze in another call. By the way, I think Mitt Romney was governor of Utah. Utah's apparently on my brain today. I meant Massachusetts. Northwoods, Terry, we got less than a minute. Make it fast, my friend.
I was just going to correct you on Massachusetts. That's all. But anyway.
I love fact-checking from listeners in real time. It helps us all do better. I always welcome it. You can fact-check us. I am going to do the takedown on the Republican talking point that Democrats want to give people who are undocumented free health care. It's a lie. I'm going to prove it to you. The one time they tried to cite some evidence, I was paying attention. I took notes. We break it down next. The big lie revealed. I'm Maggie Dawn. I got Tom Polzowitz with me on Monday's edition of Sound Off today, and each and every one of you. So keep it locked and join us, 855-75-CIVIC.